Yes, may we speak now about what actually happened when you were arrested and deported by the Russians? How did that happen? Do you recall the actual day on which you were arrested by them?
Yes. Well, it was as I told you before, I was involved in taking people across the border from the time when I used to live, Brest, or Brest. It was a river Bug, and those officers who escaped from the Russians and wanted to get back home to Western Poland, or some of them wanted to escape and go to France somehow through the Romania or Hungary, or going a bit further on, like Palestine or Syria or somewhere else. And then it was successful to some extent. When I was arrested once, I escaped from the from that say fortress, because I knew, normally when they arrested me and all the others, we have to do something, like a clean around the fortress or go to the stores and bring some stuff to the kitchen and so on. And one of those days, I was picked up by the two soldiers and a few others too. And we had to go to the bakery to bring some bread. And then I thought that's might be occasion I can escape. And that's it. Say, and that did happen when when Baker distracted those two soldiers, I jumped through and went through the bakery and ran away, and I knew the places very well, and I had to sit until dark. And I crossed the because that fortress was surrounded by the like a channel. It was a water channel, and then I crossed that water channel and through the farmland, and came to my next door neighbor. I didn't go home straight away. And my mother said, "Don't come here, don't come home, because they're looking for you." And then I went to stay with one of my friends on the other side of the town, and then one night they came in, and I don't know, someone told them about me or about my friend, and we've been they arrested us, two of us, and took it to the new prison in Brześć. Escape was impossible there. And then one night, that was in February 1940, were taken to the fifth district of town, what they call it, and we were loaded into the cattle wagons and to the east. And we didn't know exactly where they'd taken us, but the only people So, okay, we are taken to the Siberia now. We don't know where, but that's the place, as they normally take the